Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
Tell me, what's happening?
Oh, I'm getting corned beef in the crock pot, washing some baby stuff in Dreft because he's coming over today. I'm just busy.
How many corned beefs do you make? Because Raven told me that you bought 5, and I seemed like an excessive amount of corned beef.
I bought 4. 2 are going in the crock pot. Hopefully that will be enough. I don't know. Last year we had absolutely no leftovers.
Oh.
It's crazy.
I want it all weekend long.
No, we're going out to dinner for my birthday again tomorrow.
We're going out for a birthday again.
Again.
That's right. How about that birthday cake, babe? How was it?
Oh, yeah. Raven was so excited. He made it for you.
It was pretty impressive. Apparently, there's supposed to be a reveal of a St. Patrick's cake tonight. I'm actually a little nervous, Anna. He asked me, how do you feel about mint? Ever make a mint cake? I mean, mint frosting? You might as well just put toothpaste on it.
I like mint and chocolate brownies.
Yes.
I don't know how that's
different.
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, it was just a question. All right. And I'm not making a mint cake. I'll have you know. But.
Oh, he was just tricking you.
But I'm making a cake. It's a surprise. So she didn't get a vote.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I like that you just bake cakes now. That's your thing.
That's my thing now.
Yeah.
I'm a baker.
There you go.
Total baker at this point.
That makes sense. Did he tell you how he was eating stranger corned beef sandwiches on the parade float last weekend?
I did not know about this until I saw your Facebook post, and I'm just mortified. Like, I can't even believe him. Like, what if someone was, like, trying to kill you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, he's that kid that would take candy from the van.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
Alicia, they always make me out to be the old mom. Like, I always have to be, like, the voice of reason and, like, have to and kill the party and kill the fun.
No.
Now, as we're standing on this float with thousands of people there, and somebody hands us a corned beef sandwich, your husband immediately opened the Ziploc bag while we're on the float so he could eat the sandwich with the microphone in his hand. And I had to say, what are you doing?
That is the safest that sandwich was going to be.
Oh.
Those people did not know we were soliciting sandwiches. It just popped up, right? So that sandwich came right out of their bag ready to go. They would have fed that sandwich to anybody that they know that's in their family or whatever. That doesn't guarantee that it's clean. It's like running water. If you're stuck and it's, you know, end of the world times and you don't have a water filter, you drink the running water at the stream, not the stagnant water. It's the same thing with the corned beef.
No. I mean, someone could have been trying to poison you, and then what?
But there is...
You know what? Give me corned beef or give me death, okay?
There's TV cameras there. There was going to be TV footage of Raven shoving a sandwich in his mouth while we were in the middle of a parade. And somehow I'm the fuddy-duddy.
You know, I'll tell you right now, this sets us up for next year. People are really going to want to give me their corned beef sandwich next year. Next year, imagine the quality of the corned beef sandwiches I could get.
How's Raven behaving as a husband? Because I'm going to give him a greatest behavior as a co-host.
Next year, they're really going to poison you. I mean...
Well, they might next
now,
year.
Yeah.
Now they're ready for it.
He was doing so well until you reminded me of that. I don't even have words for that one.
I mean, how do I get penalized by you for something that I put in my body and clearly survived? That was days ago. I'm still alive.
You could have died, and that would have affected me. So, yes, that gets you in trouble. Anyhow, he had a great week. Other than that, he did great for my birthday. All the girls left after dinner. One of my girlfriends came out, so it was me and one of my girlfriends and a group of guys out dancing for my birthday. He kept all the guys there. He kept them involved, and I had a great time. So I'm going to give him a B, Anna. You know, if you didn't bring up the sandwich, he would have had an A.